A Reformed Man. 1. Prisoner 9762. Jimmy Valentine was good at opening safes. He was caught by the police and put in prison for 10 months. One day when he was working in the shoe shop, a prison officer came in and said to him, "Come to the office with me." In the office, the chief of the prison said to Jimmy, "Valentine, you can go out tomorrow morning. This is your chance. Make a man of yourself. You are not a bad man at heart. Stop breaking into safes and live an honest life." The next morning, Jimmy was led into the office again. He was given some new clothes. They were too large for him. These are the usual clothes given to a prisoner when he leaves the prison. Next, he was given money to pay for his trip on a train to the city near the prison. The chief gave him $5 more and said, "You must use the $5 to become a better man." Then the chief put out his hand for a handshake. That was the end of Valentine, prisoner 9762. Mr. James Valentine walked out into the morning sunshine. As soon as he left the prison, he went straight to a restaurant. There he had a good dinner. Then he went to the railroad station and got on the train. 3 hours later, he arrived at a small town and got off the train. Then he went to the restaurant of Mike Dolan. Mike was an old friend of his. After shaking hands, Jimmy said to Mike, "Is my room all right?" "Yes," answered Mike. "It's all right. No one has come." Jimmy went upstairs and opened the door of a room at the back of the house. There was a bed against the wall. He pulled the bed toward the middle of the room. The wall behind it looked like any wall, but Jimmy found a small door in it. He opened it and pulled out a dust-covered bag. He opened the bag and looked lovingly at the tools for opening safes. In half an hour, Jimmy went downstairs. He was now dressed in good clothes. He carried his bag. "Do you have any plans?" asked Mike. "Me?" said Jimmy. "I work for the New York Bread and Cake Company, and I sell the best bread and cake in the country." Two. Jimmy in Elmore. A week after Jimmy left the prison, someone broke into a safe in one city. $800 was taken. 2 weeks after that, a safe in another city was broken into. It was a new kind of safe, but someone opened it and took $1,500. Then a safe in still another city was broken into. $5,000 was taken. This loss was a big one. The policeman Ben Price began to work on this. He visited those cities to see the broken safes. "Only Jimmy can do such a job," he thought. "Perhaps he is in business again. I caught him once. I know him well. I must catch him once again." Jimmy always worked alone. He went from one city to another very quickly. One afternoon, Jimmy arrived at a small town named Elmore. He walked along the street toward the hotel. A beautiful young lady walked across the street and passed Jimmy at the corner. He looked into her eyes. She saw him and blushed. She entered the Elmore Bank. Jimmy saw a boy near the bank door and began to ask about the town. After a while, the young lady came out of the bank. She passed him without looking at him. "Who is that beautiful lady?" asked Jimmy. "That is Annabel Adams," answered the boy. "Her father owns that bank." From that time on, Jimmy was a changed man. He made up his mind to stop breaking into safes and live in this town. Bright color came into his face. He went to the hotel. There he said that his name was Ralph D. Spencer. "I've come to this town to go into business," he said to the hotel man. How is the shoe business? Is there already a good shoe shop? The man thought that Jimmy's clothes and manners were fine and said, No, Elmore needs a good shoe shop. Shoes are only sold in department stores. All business in Elmore is good. I hope you will decide to stay in Elmore. It's a pleasant town to live in, and the people are friendly. I'll stay in the town for a few days and learn about the shoe business, said Mr. Spencer. Shall I carry your bag to your room? Asked the hotel boy. No, said Mr. Spencer. I'll carry it myself. Mr. Spencer carried his bag. It was very heavy. Three. Mr. Spencer's success as a businessman. Mr. Spencer remained in Elmore. He started a shoe shop. Business was good. He made many friends in the town. And he made friends with Mr. Adams, the banker, and his daughter. At the end of a year, everyone in the town liked Mr. Spencer. His shoe shop was doing very good business. He and Annabel loved each other. He was going to marry her in 2 weeks. One day Mr. Spencer sat down in his room to write a letter to Mike Dolan, one of his old friends. Dear Mike, meet me at Elmore Park next week on the evening of the 10th. I want to give you my tools. I know you want them. I gave up the old business a year ago. I have a nice shoe shop now. I'm going to marry the best girl in the town very soon. Your old friend, Jimmy. Soon after Jimmy sent the letter to his friend, Ben Price arrived at Elmore. He moved about the town to look for Jimmy. He heard that Jimmy was going to marry the banker's daughter. The next afternoon, Annabel, her father, her married sister, and Mr. Spencer were talking in the bank. The sister's two little daughters were playing beside them. Mr. Spencer had his bag of tools with him. He was planning to give it to his old friend on the evening of the same day. Annabel picked up the bag. "Ralph, how heavy this bag is," she said. "It's full of machine tools," said Mr. Spencer. "I don't need them in my shop. I'm taking them to a hardware store near the park." The Elmore Bank had a new safe. It was as large as a small room, and it had a special door controlled by a clock. "Look at that safe," said Mr. Adams. "Now it's open, but if you shut it, no one can open it till the planned time. We are proud of this new safe." 4. The Warm-Hearted Policeman. Mr. Adams explained to Mr. Spencer about the safe, but Mr. Spencer did not show much interest in the safe. The two little children began to play around the safe. Then Ben Price entered the bank and looked around. He said to a young clerk, "I've not come on business. I'm waiting for a man." Suddenly, one of the children got into the safe, and the other closed the door. The women cried out. Mr. Adams tried hard to open the door, but he could not. "Be quiet, all of you," said Mr. Adams. The people in front of the safe could hear a faint sound of the child's voice. In the darkness inside the safe, the child was wild with fear. "My child," her mother cried. "She'll die of fear. Open the door. Break it. Please get her out. Please." "Good heaven," said Mr. Adams. "Mr. Spencer, what shall we do? The child can't live long in there. There isn't enough air, and the fear will kill her." The child's mother was wild, too, and beat the door with her hands. Annabel turned to Mr. Spencer. Her eyes were full of pain, but there was some hope in them. She thought that Mr. Spencer could do anything because she loved him. "Ralph," said Annabel, "please try." He looked at her with a soft smile and said, "Annabel, give me the flower on your dress." She put the flower in his hand. He put it on the table. Then he took off his coat. "Stand away from the door, all of you," he cried. Then he took his tools out of the bag. Soon he began to work on the door. He forgot that he was Mr. Spencer. He was Jimmy Valentine again. In 10 minutes, the door of the safe was opened. The child was safe in her mother's arms. "Thank you," said Mr. Adams. "But..." Annabelle also said something, but Jimmy did not hear her. He put on his coat and picked up the flower on the table. He walked toward the front door of the bank. At the door, a big man stood in his way. "Hello, Ben," said Jimmy with a smile. "Well, you've found me finally. So let's go. I'm ready to leave now." But Ben's answer was rather strange. "You must be mistaken, Mr. Spencer," he said. "I don't think I know you." Ben Price turned and walked slowly out of the bank.